Hi everyone, I am so excited to introduce Cynthia Villa. She is a Mexico-Americana, an incredible writer, and she's also studying law. She's very interested in law and human rights. And we connected through the Latinx Poetry Project, which was a book that we created collectively this year through Alegria Publishing. And there you go, she's one of the stars of this book. And then we reconnected, and of course there was a poetry book inside of Cynthia. Like, there was no doubt to me about that. So Cynthia, I am so proud of you. I'm so happy about All She Is, which is your new bilingual poetry collection coming out this holiday season. So tell us about, when did your passion for writing begin?
Well, back then, I didn't know it was a passion. It all started with my mother's passing, unfortunately. And I was about 14 years old when I started writing. It was a form of grieving her and just saying all the things I couldn't say to people, pretty much. So I just started writing in letters and just everything I felt.
Yeah, it's an incredible healing tool for a lot of us, and a healthy one, I feel. So it's incredible that poetry has come to a lot of us through, you know, loss or some sort of tragedy, or to escape from, like in my case, you know, I grew up in Colombia at a time was incredibly violent, and obviously that affected all of us. And poetry was just like, literature and poetry became that safe space for me, right? That imaginary world where I could just go and feel okay. So tell us about All She Is, because I know you grew up part of your life in Mexico, and then now you're here in California. So I think that it's that beautiful journey between two cultures in both languages too. I really enjoy seeing and enjoying the poems in English, and also the ones in Espanol. So tell us about what people can find in this beautiful poetry collection.
Well, like you said, it's poemas en inglés y en español. And a lot of them are a little bit of a guess of my healing process, my grieving, my self-discovery. So it's just pretty much, I mean, I don't even know how to put it into words. It's just me, hence the title, All She Is. It's just, the entire book is just me, and that's what I decided to give pretty much to the world, to the poetry community and whoever's interested. I'm giving you myself and all the different stages and emotions I've experienced throughout the past couple of years.
Yes, and trust me, everybody, you are in for a treat. Cynthia has this gift to say in a very few words something extremely profound. So like during this whole time that we were like through Alegria Publishing doing these seminars and curating these books, I mean, we were all like, how can you say something so beautiful in such short lines? And she has a gift for that. So you have a lot of those, but you also have longer poems. And I remember so much the one about Michoacán. That one has stood with me. So you talk a lot about your culture, but let this sink in. You wrote a book during a pandemic. This is 2020. So I guess that's extremely special because you have to juggle with school and everything that was happening in the world this year. How were you able to pull it off when everything was so crazy to like keep, you know, telling yourself, I have to keep going and finish this book?
Well, it's been hard.
Of course.
It's been hard. I think throughout the entire process, I've gone through a roller coaster of emotions, you know. In the beginning, it was like, yes, I'm all in for this. I'm so excited. I'm about to make a dream come true. And then as the process went in deeper and deeper, and then I found myself, I'm juggling, I work full time. I'm doing school. This is my last semester. School's so demanding right now. And then the workshop, it was just a lot. But I think being able to just be within the community, be with my, what I call my Alegría family, it just, you know, it's something at the end that even though it was a long day, I always look forward to, because it was so many talented people. And, you know, what I think they even inspired me, because I even started experiencing with my writing. I started digging more within myself, you know, getting personal was a little hard sometimes. And that's how even Lugar Cerca del Cielo came about, which is the poem from Michoacán that you're talking about. It's just digging within myself. And it just been an interesting process, to be honest. It really has.
But you did it. Yeah. And we're
talking
about, right before we started the interview, we were talking about how 2020 literally made our homes into offices and we're working from home. And as we talk, my dog decides to drink water. Like right now you're talking, but my dog decided to really be thirsty right now and drank like a whole thing of water. That's 2020 for you. But tell me, from this whole process, when was the moment like you enjoyed the most before, besides being with the Alegría family, which I agree, every week it's so inspiring and we just inspire each other. But what has been like your favorite part of bringing this book to life?
My favorite part? Well, I think, you know, when you really are a perfectionist, like myself, and I'm sure like a lot of people, it's really hard to narrow things down and say, this is it, this is worthy. I think that was really hard. But overall, when I was putting the manuscript together and I started seeing a little glimpse of what my cover could be, it just started making things so real. And right now, todavía me emociono when I see, I took a screenshot of the cover. So that honestly just, it really makes me smile. And I feel so accomplished just looking at the cover. So to look forward to holding the book.
Yes, that's the best moment. And we will also document that. But yeah, that's going to be the moment that you open that box and you I think for me is one of the best feelings in the world, and I can't wait for you to experience it as well. What would you tell like aspiring authors out there, indie writers, because I know a lot of us want to tell our story or write our books or poetry, but you know, we're highly unrepresented, and sometimes exactly what you said, sometimes we even question if our stuff, our stories or our poetry is worth it, right? When a lot of people don't even question that, right? But we're constantly sort of, you know, devaluing in a way, like our incredible talent and the how important our Latinx stories are. So what would be that advice for that writer out there that is kind of like, should I do it? Should I not do it?
Well, like you said, you know, we suffer from that imposter syndrome. You know, am I good enough? Is this even meant for me? I don't see a lot of people like myself. And I think I, first of all, you're not alone. You know, I felt like that. And perhaps even now, I still feel like that a little bit here and there. I did grow up in Michoacán. So even though I was born here, I had a struggle in the beginning when I came back with my family. I didn't speak English. I had to start from the bottom. I took ESL classes. So you don't see a lot of that growing up. You don't see yourself on TV often, unless you're obviously watching novelas.
Yeah.
You know? And literature, what we know about literature is mostly the grand authors, like, you know, Pablo Neruda, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, and you don't see a lot of our common stories that are just, we have so much to say and our stories have so much value, you know, that are, they're meant to be said, and we just have to believe it. I think it's just a matter of, you know, buckling up and say, you know what, yes, I am worthy and I'm going to do it. And one quote that really I've been living by this past few months is by Andy Warhol. And pretty much, I mean, I don't know the exact words on top of my head, but it goes along the lines, don't think about creating art, just do it. And while you're doing it, let people decide whether it's good or not. And while they're deciding, just continue making more art.
Exactly. And and at the end of the day, you know, I've done 3 books now. And at the end of the day, I mean, it's life-changing either way, because there's always, if it's even one person, it will change your life, the experience of writing a book, because you feel, you get the response from people how it has touched them. And I don't think there's anything more moving than that, right? Just knowing that that something that came from your heart through writing, that people are connecting to it. That's like an incredible gift. But also I feel like I always tell like our writers, like it's also a gift to ourselves. Like as much as I do believe that poetry or writing is a gift to the new generations and humanity, it's also a gift to ourselves. So at this point in my life, I also have the philosophy of like, of course, like I crave and I would love if more people and millions when they connect with my writing, but also like it's a gift to myself. Like this is my art and I love it, and then whoever connects with it, great. But it's also like a gift to yourself.
Definitely. I can relate, you know, like I said, right now, just even seeing my cover, I feel like I'm making, I mean, I don't, for lack of better words, I'm making a dream come true, literally. You know, I can go back and tell my, what was it, 16, 15-year-old self, hey, you know, this is for you. This is for everything you've been through. This is for all your struggles, for everything you felt you were missing on. But in reality, sometimes just life is the way it is. And I know I'm meant to be here, you know? Yeah. Everything happens for a reason, like they say.
Exactly. I love that. So now to wrap it up, what do you want people to take away, or what do you hope that people take away from All She Is?
Oh, she, wow.
Deep question.
Yes. Well, I think above all is believing yourself. You know, I All She is about my past, all the burning, you know, all the struggles, emotional. So just believe in yourself and always move forward. You know, never take any steps back. Just move forward and things will fall into place. And then that's the only way things will make sense, if you continue moving forward.
Yes, I don't know if in Mexico, but in Colombia, we have the saying, patrás ni para coger impulso, right?
Yes, eso, exactamente.
Moving forward. And what would you say to someone that is not familiar with our Allegory and Publishing writing community? What was your experience through all this time?
Oh, God. Like I said, everybody became a family to me. Before Alegría, I actually didn't really had any connections with any writers. It was just me, and my poetry was, in a way, just for me. I would share it on Instagram here and then, but sharing, I mean, not a room, but a class with so many talented people really opened up new doors to me, you know? Not only because I was connecting with people like me, but also they inspired me. And then obviously you're an amazing mentor.
Thank you.
You have taught me a lot, but I highly recommend it. If anybody's looking into publishing for the first time, I think coming to Alegría and getting all the guidance you've been providing, I think it's just an amazing opportunity.
Awesome. It's been so amazing. Like, seriously, you say I'm a great mentor, but you guys have been my mentors, just every week being so inspired by all of you. And quite honestly, it's been the same for me, because I've been like working, you know, also my career and the media company and everything. And the writer was something that I did, and I did have some books before, but it's always to like, oh, because I'm going to share it with this community that knew me through my business. But I just didn't know there were so many of us out there. You know, like, it's yes. just been, I guess this 2020 has been an incredible discovery of like, oh my God, are we like, where are all these like Latinx writers and storytellers and poets? And right. what? This is amazing. Like, where has this been my whole life? I'm kind of sad in that way that I'm like, why didn't I know about all these like sort of soulmates in the writing world before? But I guess that has been for me the best thing of 2020, because we just didn't know. I mean, because poetry, like you said, something that maybe is really personal. So it's mm-hmm. something that you're just like keeping your journal or like, you know, so it's like, wow, it's been so beautiful.
Yeah. And what I really loved is that I was able to connect people from all over the US. I thought that was beautiful. I would have never met these people. You know, now I know people in Texas and Atlanta, and it's just, it was beautiful. I mean, I even got to collaborate with Paloma, you know, and she lives in Atlanta. When in the world would I have ever gotten that opportunity? But if it wasn't
yes, for, it was know, beautiful.
Alegria, so.
Alegria. Oh my God, Cynthia, I am so happy about this book. I can't wait to hold it next week. It's coming very, very soon. And I am thrilled that people are going to get to experience your talent. All She is an incredible bilingual poetry collection by Cynthia Villa. And you'll be hearing from us where you can get it, all the places where books are sold online, and also our platforms and Cynthia's platform. So we'll definitely share that info with all of you. So people, where can they find you on Instagram or social media?
Well, right now I'm just on Instagram. I still need to work on more other platforms. So you can find me at CJVilla_.
Perfect. And I will make sure we share all those places with you so you can go ahead and pick this beautiful poetry collection for the holidays. And I'm actually thinking the holidays and Valentine's and Mother's Day. It's so good for everything.
Yes.
But thank you so much, Cynthia, for being here with us tonight, and wishing you all the very best.
Thank you.
And don't forget to connect with us via social media at Alegria Magazine. We would love to hear from you, as we are always creating new stories from our community and around the world, because your story matters.